This ain't Jump.
This ain't Slam.
The name of this record is Bounce.
What's up, everybody? Jack Maloney back with Friendly Bounce, Hardwood Paroxysm Basketball Network. We're doing our special season preview podcast. I'm with my guys Chris Barnwell and Donnie. I'm not even going to attempt his last name. He can say it himself.
It's Kolakowski.
Kolakowski. There we go. We're going to talk about the Indiana Pacers today. So last year, last year was a struggle. They still went 38-44, ninth in the Eastern Conference. They lost David West, Luis Scola, Roy Hibbert are all gone. They did pick up Monta Ellis, Jordan. They picked up Jordan Hill, drafted Miles Turner. But yeah, pretty much a completely new team.
They got Roddy Stuckey too.
Okay.
wow, no love for Stuckey. He had a good year with him last year.
I thought he was on the team last year, and also I just don't really care about Rodney Stuckey.
Oh, he was on their team last year. He actually had a...
Wait, he was on the team last year?
Yeah, he had a really good year.
I don't remember him being on it last year.
Yeah, he was, because he's... I feel like I remember him starting sometime.
It's been like a shooting year.
Did he get traded mid-season, though?
No, he was on their team the whole year because I remember Zach Lowe posting something at the beginning of the year when they had all their injuries saying he honestly thought that Rodney Stuckey might lead them in scoring.
I tried to be like, oh, look at all my Rodney Stuckey knowledge here, and I just got totally wrong about that.
Yeah, so Rodney Stuckey is also on the team. But yeah, the main storyline, obviously, with the Pacers is Paul George is back, and we've already had some controversy. They played their second preseason game tonight, but after the first one, he had a bunch of comments about how he was really not pleased with playing the power forward. I should have looked him up, obviously, but he doesn't feel like that's the position for him. That's a tough transition to have to go from playing small forward to all of a sudden, you have to go box out Anthony Davis. That's
yeah,
tough.
In his defense, I would not want to play the four after going up against Anthony Davis.
Yeah, it really is interesting. You talk about, you're probably one of the more interesting teams in the league this year with the style change, but with George, coming off that broken leg, I kind of thought, when Larry Bird initially made the comments about small ball, maybe they do like what Washington did last year with Pierce, during the season, mostly have him play the three so he doesn't have to absorb too much contact.
Right.
But then kind of get a roster so that you can start him at the three and then shift him to the four, maybe crunch time and use that a little more in the playoffs. But, starting out with it, with the guy who's coming off a broken leg, I can understand his hesitation because that's a tough job night in and night out.
Yeah, it's...
I think also part of it is that I think what the Pacers are going for here is they see this as kind of a transition season. I don't know if they're going to permanently play Paul George as a four. They might just want to see how it works out, and then they might end up moving him back over to the three as more of a perimeter-based player, because obviously if he's going to be a four, they want him to be playing inside a little more. So I'm wondering if this is more of a transition period where they just kind of want to play him at the four and see how it goes than it is an actual permanent game plan.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely a transition here. They might challenge for the A seed. You're not gonna have to win a whole lot of games to get the A seed in the East, but this is clearly not a team that's going to make any noise in the playoffs. You'll see how Miles Turner works out and, Paul George being back, but they're still, even if Paul George comes back to his old form, they're still a few guys away from being you know, a real threat to the playoffs. So, yeah, you're definitely right about it being a transition year.
I'm excited for Miles Turner.
He has sweet hair.
Yeah, me too.
He was really, really fun in Orlando Summer League. I always said that's just Summer League, but he was still really fun to watch. Like, his jump shot was just pure.
Like, they kind of need him to be at least something right away, right? I mean, you know what you're getting from Jan Mahinmi. He'll probably be better with a four-out system because he's not going to be clogging the lane as much with four guys shooting the ball. But he's also never played more than 20 minutes a game in his career.
Yeah.
He also, out of players that played more than 50 minutes a game last year, had one of the 10 lowest usage rates in the league. So he's not exactly going to be lighting it up on offense. So you almost, like Jordan Hill, very inefficient season last year. Pretty bad mid-range shooter, and yet he continued to take them. And so you almost need Miles Turner not to be great right away, but you almost need him to contribute right away if they're gonna reach any type of ceiling this year, which isn't really something you want to say about a 19-year-old center. But like you said, I mean, in summer league, he looked better than I think anyone could have hoped for.
Yeah, I mean, part of moving George to the four is the way the league's going, but it's like also kind of necessity. Like their front court is pretty terrible.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
they got rid of all their front court for a back court.
Yeah, like, I mean, Jan Mahinmi is a serviceable player. Like, he's been in the league for a while. Turner's obviously a rookie. You don't know exactly what you're going to get from him, but besides that, it's like Lavoie Allen, Jordan Hill, you know, Rakeem Christmas, I guess. Like, I don't even really have anybody.
Yeah.
It's, they're so thin up front that you almost...
I'm a little bit higher on Lavoie Allen, I think, than some people. I think he's okay as, like, a fourth big. But I'm not a huge Jordan Hill fan. Miles Turner, like we said, is a complete unknown. But, like you said, Paul George is playing the four because they obviously wanted him to, because their roster construction was to go after wings and guards in the offseason.
Right.
And spend minimum money on their front court, so.
Like you said, their guards, they picked up Monta Ellis. Monta Ellis playing in Indiana is, like, the strangest thing. It's like when he was with Milwaukee for, like, that little stretch. Like, I don't know what it is, but, like, it doesn't feel like Monta Ellis should be on the Pacers. Like, it seems like he needs to be on, like, a West Coast team, or like a team that's, I don't know, I don't really know how to explain it, but it just, the fit is weird. I don't like Monta Ellis on the Pacers.
I understand that.
They're so used to the Pacers being like this defensive Ellis is like,
what?
I'm kind of happy about it because, I mean, for me, like, I've been waiting for them to get two guard because they've kind of, I feel like for a long time until last year, injuries forced them to be different. Like, George Hill is long enough to be, you know, defensive twos and stuff, so he kind of covers up for Monta's weaknesses pretty well, and Monta does the same for George Hill, whereas Hill's not a great creator in the pick and roll. His passing numbers in the pick and roll have never been good. All of a sudden, they got someone who could run the pick and roll, and Hill could spot up around him. So I kind of, like, there's part of me that wanted Hill to get traded the last few years because I didn't think he was a good fit next to the rest of their players. But now with Monta there, I think that's kind of a, weirdly enough, it's kind of a good fit in the backcourt. How well it works in the front court remains to be seen. But I kind of like that pairing together.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be, you know, like, wait and see how that works coming together. Like, you know, George Hill he's a nice player. Never been anything special, but he's definitely deserves to be a starting point guard in the league.
He's like the most average point guard in
yeah.
the NBA.
It's just like...
True, which, I mean, in this age of point guards ain't too bad, right?
No, yeah, I mean, the point guards around the league are ridiculous. Like, you're being judged against, you know, you know, probably like the top 10 players, they're probably like at least 3 or 4 point guards. Like, it's point guards are at an all-time high. Westbrook and Chris Paul and company. Steph, obviously.
Like, I kind of had that epiphany when I was like watching Mike. You know, Mike Conley's kind of the litmus test there. That he's like, people think of him in like the second or third tier. Then you watch him play, and you're like, this guy's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy's really good. There's so many guys that are better.
Right.
Rio right now in regards to the league.
What do you guys think about his hair though? Because he went to the like, he went to like the bleach blonde like boy band style. Like.
Oh, and you too.
I remember on media day like the Pacers posted a video of or it was like a picture of like Paul George pointing at him and said he was going super sane. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, it was, it's not good. I mean, I couldn't, like, when he first had it, I was like, all right, that'll fade in a week, but he's sticking to it. I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah, he isn't backing down. You'd think, like, after you roll that out and just get clowned by everybody, it would just quietly disappear, but credit to George Hill for sticking to his guns.
I guess. Credit or, you know, get off the sinking ship. Get off when you can.
You guys,
that's good, something else.
You guys have any other thoughts on the Pacers? Like, I feel like there's not really too much else to talk about this team. They're, I mean, besides Paul George and Monta, like, the team's kind of boring.
I don't think they're boring. Like you said, they're transitioning, so there's not, until we see the finished product, there's not really much to, like, unless you want to make a wild proclamation on them, there's not much you can really say about them yet. We got to kind of see what we're going to get. Yeah. I'm excited to see Paul George again, and I mean, they might compete for a playoff spot, but probably not.
I think I'm a little higher on than you two guys are. I think they'll more likely than not be a playoff team, but I do think they're interesting this year just because of their dramatic shift in philosophy. And I'm also, I've always kind of been a Frank Vogel fan. I think he's a good coach. I don't think
he's a great coach. I
think he's a fantastic coach who kind of doesn't get his due all the time. And also, I think those Hoosiers uniforms are pretty cool. I'll be honest.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those. Those are going to be pretty sweet.
Yeah, they announced them too early. Like, people forgot about them, but those are going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a wrap on the Pacers. I think they'll be fighting for that playoff position at the back of the Eastern Conference. But yeah, it's gonna be great to have Paul George back. He went off tonight apparently, in their second preseason game, so that'll be fun all season. I'm Jack, with my guys Donnie and Chris. Here's our boy DJ Las Latino playing us out. Catch you guys later. Peace.
This ain't Jump.
This ain't Slam.
The name of this record is Bounce.